Hare Krishna. Just a short report. Yesterday we had our National Council meeting all day long, going from 9 in the morning till 7 in the evening. It was a very nice, productive meeting, very enjoyable. I'm just going to give a brief rundown because I've got to go to a Management Council meeting as well right now. And it began with an hour-long Shravanam Kirtanam session, the highlight of which was a half-hour video of Srila Prabhupada giving class in San Francisco, in Los Angeles in 1973. And then I just sort of commented on the points of that. And then there was a short introduction, and from there I went into the keynote speech, which was called Srila Prabhupada is the compass and Krishna consciousness is the wind. In that, the main responsibility of the leaders of the Hungarian Yatra or any Yatra is to really, really be familiar with Srila Prabhupada's vision for spreading Krishna consciousness, for organization, what to speak of are his teachings on philosophy and theology, but particularly those, and then to identify with those and to follow them, as opposed to any other type of vision that we may have of our own. And part of that presentation was a very, very touching part of Srila Prabhupada in October 21 of 1977, 3 weeks before he was leaving this world, talking about Varnashram. It's on the movie, the final lesson. Prabhupada's talking about what it means, Varnashram means coming to the mode of goodness by regulated spiritual practice, taking Vaishnava association. Very simple definition. And that followed with intermission, and then there was a vision. We discussed for 3 hours about the vision for the Yatra. This was a sort of further elaborated concept that was already accepted in 2008 or 2007. And I'd written, altogether it was about 60 pages long. Half of that was sort of the Yatra vision, and the other half was more specifically New Rajadham. And we discussed so the Yatra vision, which had many aspects. I can just mention a few of those principles. One was that vision is based on the principles of Varnashram or Varnashram society, which means that membership in that society was based on accepting both the vision of the Yatra and the rights and obligations pertaining to one's work, varna, and stage of life. And the second point is that devotees follow the principles wherever they are, whether they're living in the country or in the city, of simple living and high thinking. In other words, living with the bare necessities of life rather than making excessive endeavor for economic development. And third is that Radha Shyama Sundara is the Yatra's worshipable deity, and New Rajadham is the capital of the Krishna consciousness movement here in Hungary, and is a national project that's funded in part as well as supported by devotees throughout the Yatra. And there are many aspects to that. I won't get into the details. This vision was accepted unanimously in principle, and there were many other comments and points of detail that devotees wanted to work out. So during the period of the year, and we plan to have at least another 2 more meetings, we hope that those can be worked out so that we can have actually a final vision which will give devotees, leaders, a real clear and definitive direction as to where the Hungarian Yatra is going to go. And that was it for the morning session. And in the afternoon session, I talked about succession. Now that we accepted a vision, but how are we going to make sure that it actually continues on, not just into the next generation, in other words, who's the GVC after me, but who's the GVC 20 generations down, so in the future. Who's the initiating gurus? Who are the managers, the leaders? How do they get trained, the spiritual inspiration, and so on? So that was just meant to be a topic of discussion, and we had lively discussion on that. It was just a short presentation, and we had lots of questions and answers, but we moved on to the annual reports of the different centers, departments, and that was very, very enlivening. That went on from 4 to 7. It could have gone on a lot more. What it really brought to light for the devotees there was that there is so much being done and so much being achieved in the Hungarian Yatra. Usually when devotees are in a center or in a department, in a center or in a small center, they really just see what they're doing and those who are directly around them. But this gave an opportunity to see what really the large picture was. And we had to really sort of rush everyone along, otherwise we could have easily been there for another 3 hours. So it was very impressive how many things were taking place, and despite the fact that for half the year we really spent a lot of majority of our time, by we meaning leadership, management, both worrying about reacting to dealing with this whole church law, and of course the probably one of the main achievements of the year was to, again, change, have a modification to the Hungarian land law so that new Rajadams, pasturing grounds, gardens, fields were not in danger of being nationalized. And that was really a wonderful achievement. So overall, everything ended on a nice note, very productive. And I just explained what my plan for this year was, now that I've sort of come out of partial seclusion from writing the Raja Mahima and doing my GBC duties. I'd like to spend some time traveling around the Yatra and trying to encourage devotees to begin thinking about or taking up responsibility for starting Govinda's restaurant centers in different cities around Hungary. We have good potential backers for that. I need to really emphasize to devotees the importance of the Seva Puja in terms of sponsoring Radhashyama Sundar's service as part of everyone's responsibility to their lordships. And and of course I'll spend probably another a third of my time in Yerujalayim, a third of my time in Budapest, and a third of the time traveling. And we'll have another meeting sometime in late April. So that was really the summary, not of that such great relevance to devotees outside of Hungary, but I thought that for everyone's interest, it may be valuable in a sense that many devotees are well-wishers and observers of goings-on here, and Vaishnava's blessings and thoughts are always most beneficial for success. Hare Krishna.